In many other states, there are designated days each year when tribal concerns take the spotlight in the state capital. Arizona, Maine, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Oregon all hold special sessions that grant tribal leaders an opportunity to address the legislature. Wisconsin will join that group this year. It's about time, according to Democratic State Representative Gary Sherman. His district includes the Bad River Ojibwe Reservation.
It seems to me that for a long time we forgot about tribal sovereignty, and now we're remembering.
The chair of the Red Cliff Ojibwe tribe, Ray DePerry, will deliver the State of the Tribes address. He says he plans to give a brief overview of the history of state-tribe relations and then focus most of his 20-minute speech on the opportunities for constructive dialogue on specific legislative issues that affect the tribes, such as the proposed requirement that voters present a state ID at the voting polls.
Why a state ID? What's wrong with tribal IDs? Little things like that. They need to realize that in our tribal communities, a good significant of our population do not have a state ID. Now, but everyone has a tribal ID.
DePerry's speech will have to address tribal casino issues at some point, but he's promised it won't be the focus. Assembly Speaker John Gard invited DePerry to speak. Gard still hopes the legislature will eventually play a larger role in approving and negotiating tribal gaming fees. But he says his major interest in this speech is opening more regular lines of communication with the tribes.
And I believe there is a lot of positive that's going to come out of the address. And, it's always good when people sit down and try and understand each other a lot better.
Gard says he's committed to making the tribal address to the legislature at least a biennial event to coincide with the start of the budget debate. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.